Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm right here with my SOGs, as always, you know, every Saturday, 3:30. And we're going to start by praying in.
My grace.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty name, all S-O-G, say S-O-G.
S-O-G.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Yeah.
It should be. I don't know why it's chilling right now.
This one's on. You got to switch that. That's probably what it is. This right here. We got to do
that. Mary, where is that?
There it is.
So, we're going to jump right into it. Jump right into it. And we're going to go around and ask the SOGs how they week been. Let me hop on this live real quick, man. And who y'all want to start with? We're going to start with Black.
It's been a week. It's been an interesting week. It's been a... Testing. All right, there you go. It's been an interesting week. You know, learning a lot, learned a lot, still learning. Thankful for the spirit that guided me through the week. But it's been interesting. I'm going to leave it at that.
It's been interesting, you guys. It's really been interesting. It's been really interesting.
You said it's interesting. So,
it's interesting. Interesting?
You know how you say a word a lot and then it just sounds weird when you say it?
Yeah.
Come closer, little light-skinned nigga.
Okay,
he's going to go next.
I
want
to touch your shoes.
You better not touch my shoes, nigga.
Yo, mic check 1-2. We out live. My week has been great. It's been interesting. It's been it's been real good, though. So, I've been riding on my bike, and I've been sliding. So it's been so fun. It's really been interesting, though. Everything has been working out.
It's been really interesting.
Been getting a lot of buyers. All my stuff at night. That's pretty interesting. They was meeting me up at like 12. But yeah, that's it's been great. It's been really good, and I'm proud of myself and I'm proud of us. So I'm proud to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're gonna go SOG Pat.
Welcome to the mic, sir. I just been in the house late and I'm done. So call up any number.
That's good.
Amen. 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 And now we got Almighty SOG. Jay, how your week been, man?
Interesting. Oh, my bad. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. This week, it's been something out of a movie. Like, it's literally been something out of a movie because it was a protest on Sunday. Me and Vishta, we was helping keeping everyone safe and guiding them. I can't believe me and Vishta, the only two people out there that was actually keeping everybody in check. That was interesting.
Man of God.
Yeah. And at the hotel, some dude got robbed. I seen an AR-15 yesterday. That was crazy. Like I said, something out of a movie scene. But, you know, thankfully they didn't shoot nobody. They just took the money from the guests and left. And, yeah, it's just... Like you said, it's been interesting.
Where my trade go? Amen, amen.
Okay.
Amen. So I guess we're going to ask Bishop how his week went.
Ask me, because y'all going to feel real bad.
Okay.
Subject.
The subject is, I want you to say what you feel.
Nigga, where's the thing you're supposed to...
collecting money. You ain't collecting money since you've been here.
Yeah.
So when you get your check that you pay for every week that you didn't do it.
That's true. Mm. I accept that.
A week. Hey, look at it. Give me the mic. Give me the mic.
You messed up.
All y'all messed up. When a man comes to crossover, right, crossover, look at a man, want to make him great, right?
Right.
Now, if the man get a job from crossover, you don't be coming back to crossover about what somebody else got to say. This nigga Jay, I told Dye for his punishment to buy us some Walkie Talkies. He went to Walmart, right? So I tried to see if the Walmart would even reach to the toward a teenager,
yeah.
Right? So I told Stormy to take one home and see it. It wouldn't even reach. So I know that was a good walk to talk, right? So I told Dye, ain't nothing not to do with that. Oh, well, bitch, get back. I'll get you a better pen. I told Michael to throw all that stuff in the bag. All my baggy candy. So we took it up there. I gave it to his wife, right? Then she says, oh, Jay is, you know, he's working it. But I asked Jay, when is the big man coming? He said, so it takes you forever to get here. I said, I didn't come to see Jack here. He's been walking talking to us. And so I gave her the bag. She says, okay, I'll handle that. Don't worry about my husband. I know he's going to come to hell and that. So I leave. I get a call from this nigga. He's going to call me. Hey, why you didn't tell me he was here? I'm like, I got to check in with him or something. I said, he was working. Right? He's going to say, oh, those mics, it's missing this and the batteries. And I had gave it to me to put it together. I hung the phone up. He's getting like crazy. So what do I say? I can shut my mouth feeling like a big prick. And I want to see what God do for him. Tell your boss now. You and him figure that out.
Mm.
That's what you call pressing me. Nothing to do with you. Mm. Whether I brought him back. You didn't. I brought him back. So if I brought him back missing pieces, I brought him back. What I got to do with the cost of tea in China? Nothing. Nothing. I see Chris raising up. Okay. You follow them. They always fall with the spirit of a Hindu. We fighting against that. They need us to survive. We don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
So if crossover puts you there, crossover pulls the hand. Anyway, I'm done with that hotel. That's over. You got no apples here. But that means I ain't coming back. This nigga pressing me over something he has nothing to do with. And I'm allowing God to send me stuff through him that I don't have to go checking on God or catching up. So I'm letting him know where he's getting the keys to me. Who gives it to me? Okay, so you're the guy that I trust. And he's going to turn around and start doing the same old crap. These men, they get to a point, they start smelling themselves, and I'm getting tired of repeating. Everything I invested in this nigga, I have to find somebody else to invest in. That's why the brotherhood never gets where it's supposed to go, because the brothers forget where they come from. Giving that crap. That nigga didn't call me. God didn't call me about, oh, where's the missing piece? He didn't call me about none of that crap. He just like, bitch, where can I get you a better pair? I can show you the test. So what is he pressing me for? A guy told him, well, you go get with God. Yeah, everything with God. Let's see out. I don't need no suckers to see bunch of traitors on my team. Jesus don't need none of that. That weighs on a nigga because I got to watch you fall. Now that nigga Chris on his top because I have to wait on that. That nigga tells us, oh, die told me, oh, James told me. Okay, all right. Please.
I ran out that problem. I
was talking to our team the other day. Let me ask Marcy how we've been, and then we're going to get back to what you're talking about.
My turn.
For example, in 2 weeks, Nick Cannon
them one of the congregations. Right. The TV. Remember I told you guys after this comes what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys are still not ready. I don't see everybody in that room. You just came out to everybody in that
room. So can I say this?
Oh,
wait. Before you say, because I got a question.
Yes.
Somebody asked a question. They said, celebrities as influence, should celebrities have a say in politics, and should they have, and should they speak up and say something about the protesting and the Black Lives Matter?
Man, I'm going to say it like this, and I'm going to go into what I was saying, because me and you just seen the video. As weird as a nigga is, and as high, and as drunk, and as winked out as he be, Lil Wayne said it. He said, you know, nigga, I'm not going to say nothing because I'm not going to give no bread. If I'm not going to give no bread or do nothing to help that family or that position, or you know, that position, nigga, I'm not going to say nothing. So I say this to say, you know, like, those celebrities or whatever, like, nigga, if you're not going to do nothing, you can say what you say, but it has to be influencing your life. That's what I learned from your uncle last week getting my hair cut.
You know,
I'm
funny.
I'm like
funny because me and Larry was just talking about the same thing, and I was like, if you ain't got nothing good to say about the situation or you're not going to do nothing about the situation, then just leave it out of it.
Okay, let me tell you how it works. Let me tell you how it works with Hollywood people. This is why people don't get the wrong understanding of how it works. In order for a celebrity to come into this circle, somebody has to buy their way into the circle. In other words, they can't open their mouth unless there's money on the table. Let me tell you why. The producers of those people, right, can't tarnish that brand. It's a brand. Cash. It's a brand. It's a brand, right? And if Larry took that brand and gave it to Donald Trump, everybody that hates Donald Trump is not going to like his brand. No more, right? Okay, so everybody that gets up that's a celebrity right now and open their mouth have to worry about certain people, Donald Trump and the Muslims. And what is the movement for? Black people. So the Muslim is gonna be in it. It's either or. They don't want to tarnish themselves with Trump, and they don't want to tarnish themselves with the Muslim, because the Muslims, they say, always come set an agenda but changes it after it's done. So in order for a celebrity to speak, if you see one talking, he's getting paid. Because it's his brand you're looking at. It's not that person.
It's his brand.
So he can't really say what he wants to say. He has to say what the people tell him to say.
It's his manager telling him what to say. He got a script.
You guys, Matthew. You have to say what they tell you to say.
Speaking of truth, I feel like everybody is like so focused on that, about a celebrity saying something about it, and I feel like that's not what it should be.
Come on, I'm gonna slide you this mic. I was just finna get, you guys are the celebrity.
Yeah.
Why you waiting on them? Those niggas are dead. They're underwater. It's gone.
I didn't want to cut nobody off, but I'm gonna let Larry say what he said.
Go ahead.
We all need to say something.
Everybody's worried about that, and you're not like. I just thought about it because I was looking at it, and I was like, man, why are people so worried about if they get on camera and do something? And then it goes back to when I was thinking, when I was doing stuff for Rialto, like giving away stuff, this is what I thought about. It's like, you film something, like say I'm doing something for you, I'm filming it, right?
Yeah.
Then everybody say, oh, webpage is giving away that stuff for clout.
Yeah.
When they say, oh, just to show off how much money you got or something. But then if I don't do it, then they say, oh, Webpage ain't doing nothing for the community.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Why
look,
are y'all focusing?
It's crazy. I seen a video of this nigga Kanye West.
Yeah.
And he was protesting. But in the mix of him protesting, he got a big old camera. Camera dude got a big old camera following him the whole way. Now, I understand, like, Kanye West go everywhere with his cameras. It don't matter where he goes.
Be like that.
But, you know, when it comes down to certain things, bro, you just gotta do what you gotta do.
But then, God's gonna bless you.
I told you guys this once before. I'm gonna tell you again.
You guys are the stars, right? There's no way those niggas can do what you do. They can't say what you say. They can't do what you do. Wait, let me finish. Hollywood gave Mr. Cannon a blank check. That means that if you guys wrote that song back then, like I told y'all to write that song, you didn't listen, you would have a blank check. You can charge him whatever, $100,000, $1 million for the song. Don't make a difference. Hollywood's paying for it. Right. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. They're going in there. Everybody that signed up from Hollywood can only go so far. It's you guys.
So I want to say this. Can I say something?
Say what you're going to say. And I'm going to reply to what they said.
I told Akeem this.
You need everybody.
I told Akeem this. I said, bro, through all this stuff that's going on right now, I said, bro, in my heart, I said, I know for a fact, me, you, Larry, can change the world. And so right. on that same tip, before I said that, I was talking about the ripple effect, that no matter what you do, you know, it's going to cause the ripple effect. So, for example, this whole little catastrophic thing, you know, just say they did plan it. You know, just say everything that's happened, they did plan it, but it causes a ripple effect on people like us that make us go against certain things, you know, to the point I was telling our first argument. You were saying, you know, Tupac, his whole life was scripted. I said, nigga, it's impossible to script somebody's whole life. I said, you can't. I said, nigga, because you got to follow this nigga when he take a piss, when he say this, that, and the other. I said, you can't script the whole nigga life. I said, so in between all of that, I said, he may have said some stuff that the white people told him to say. I said, but some of that stuff, it genuinely came from his heart. And some of that stuff that genuinely came from his heart making me think I could change the world. The ripple effect. So I say that to say exactly what Bishop said. I told you on the phone. I said, you know, we have to do it. The Spirit gave it to us. The ball is in our hands. And I'm going to say this to you, Larry. I said, bro, the first day that this went into motion was the first day I said, bro, we're about to have the billionaires Christian Mafia meeting right now. And so, Bishop, this is what the meeting went about. I said, look, I said, we've been doing this all wrong. I said, you look at Sony. I said, DC Studios is on sale right now for $13 billion. I said,
what studio's on sale?
DC.
Okay, that's the studio you guys are going to.
And so I said, you look at all of these people right now. I said, DC Studio, Sony Studio. I said, it's more than one. I said, you know, so you have a person like Bishop, you have a person like Jay, Kimontre, Larry, and Akeem. That's all bringing in a certain amount of money that's going to make that $13 billion, and nigga, let's cash out for DC Studio. So I was telling bro, I said, Larry, Akeem, I've been doing it wrong. I said, you know, I've been trying to keep all the bread to myself. You know, I said, I told him in that same meeting, I said, you know, even with the tune grip, I've been wanting to do this all so I can get the money flowing, then let my niggas in. I just did a song, and I showed Akeem, I said, man, what's wrong with the world now? Niggas, I said, in the coldest words, what's wrong with the world now? Niggas would rather sell dimes and nicks than piece up on a pound. So, you know, and so I say that to say, you know, me and Larry and Akeem came to the fact, like, you know, so now that there's three of us, nigga, $13 billion isn't $13 billion. That's four, you know.
Yeah.
And so I say that to say, exactly, this is what we need to do, my nigga. We need to come together, not all people, us, and we need to put our ingredients together because once we do our thing, it's going to happen. So what I was saying before I got cut off, and I'm going to cut it shortly, what I was talking to his uncle about is about you. He said this to me, and I heard the pain and the sadness in his voice. He said, nigga, the reason I messed up in everything I did, the reason I messed up in everything I did, he said, because I left Larry out of everything. He said, I left my brother out of everything. And so to reflect on that, what the Spirit has shown me is like, damn, if he didn't leave Bishop out of everything, Bishop would have had it on lock. Nigga, no smoking, no drinking, do this, nigga, go in a parking lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And by you allowing that stuff, it's the brand, what Bishop was talking about. By you allowing that stuff, because we all know Cash the Cat is positive. Basketball in his hand, Larry, let's go to the schools and go pink while I watch you.
Yeah.
So if you get after Trump, nigga's going to have young models, Trump, you know.
Everything.
It tarnished the whole brand from where it stands, and that's why the Spirit says keep it in the tribe. Because now, if Larry passed that Cash the Cat to Kimontre, he's in the tribe, my nigga.
He's going to keep it positive.
Exactly. And so I say that to say, bro, we had our first billionaires meeting, and that's what the spirit has shown me.
I just want
to
say
that's
this.
One of the things I have to say.
I want
to
say this. I want to say this to reply.
You guys already got a blank check. You know what a blank check is?
Mr. McIntosh, they made a movie off. Do you remember it?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Wait, wait.
I want
to go to the text message on my phone. Go to the text message on my phone. Watch this. You guys get there?
I think so. You got to open
it. All right. Open it.
Yeah, lady.
Open it. Now go to text. Go to Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy. I mean, what's his name? Cannon.
Cannon.
See it?
Dr. Cannon.
James.
James Cannon. James, no, that's not him. Yeah, right there.
Okay, what are you saying? Right? So, oh, wait, not in that. For us. Okay.
What is reading?
Okay, the great part?
Yeah.
Or we got them at the table to give reparations, and we then hear that a black man got shot outside the window. A shot is fired. We get up from the seat of signing the reparations check, and we see the city is burning. Question, do we stop the burning and sign the check, or do you go help burning down the city?
And what did I say?
I said sign the check.
Thank you.
I introduced his ticket to him. He gonna press here.
They forget. On that hotel position, bro, you got to take care of everything. Like, Jay, you talk to Akeem, bro. He is the boss. And I seen it. The spirit showed me, and I told Akeem that day. That day when we went to the hotel to go help die and a nigga with the dot in the forehead, they peaked your spirit. Bro, like, they dig you. Feel me? They dig you. Like, you the man. Like, you know what I mean? And so, and I told you yesterday, I said, bro, you the man. I'm not yesterday. But you know when, like, bro, you the dog. You the man. I'm glad I told y'all. And so I say that to say, bro, you have to take all the pressure. How Bishop just told me that Saturday, I mean, that Sunday, you know, the spirit has me dealing and taking all this. Yeah.
We got 3 minutes, and we're going to start another
episode.
We're going to start another
episode. No more calling Bishop.
You can do whatever you want to do. But what you need to start talking about, the new movement is stop hating. That's what Larry took us to talk about. Mm. The new movement is stop hating. So from this point on, that's your message, stop hating. Yeah. All right, Nick Cannon going to do the TV part. Like, for people that's worried about TV, he's going to do the TV part, and then you guys going to come together. Right? We're the movement.
I just want to. I want to reply to because I missed the whole. They've been talking on
everything.
I just wanted to reply and say, like, it's not about what kind of fame you got, what kind of clout you got. I was talking to Black and he was telling me, what you telling me, bro? You said you was just talking to the boys in the car and you told them the same thing. It's not about who you know. How you said that? Because
My teacher told me this. He said, man, you heard the saying, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. He said, no, that's not. It's about who knows you.
Okay, so that being said, like, it doesn't matter if I'm – we all famous in this room right now. We the biggest stars in this room right now. So that being said, our influence matter more. Our spirit, our influence matter more than their influence.
Because they ask you what they do. What do I do? This is not our gig. So who they putting it on?
And just like Bishop was saying, you know, they scripted. They got
a. We don't have a script.
We don't have no script.
No,
we do it by the word of God. So the way they do the things that they do, it's all scripted. They have to sign a contract. They have to talk to somebody before they say what they want to say. Oh, is this okay for me to say on social media? Can I post this video? Like, we don't have to do none of that. We don't have to do none of that. So our influence, especially as a young generation, we have to make a way. We have to make a better solution for all of us.
Come on.
You know, and if the rioting is not working, you know,
if the protest is not working, we still gotta find a way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference what it is. We have to do it.
Yes,
and that being said, it's not about the celebrities. We don't care about no celebrities. We don't care about them. It's about what we can do as a community.
If it was about the celebrity, he would have texted the celebrity.
He gave me a dollar.
This nigga said he gave me a dollar. Oh, we got to start another episode. Hold on.
Yeah,
but I didn't.